Franklin Graham, Anti-Semitism is a Dangerous Cancer That Is Rearing Its Head. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on October 31, 2023. Anti-Semitism is a dangerous cancer that is rearing its head. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham said in a post to social media Tuesday, highlighting the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protests popping up across the country. The Brooklyn Bridge had to be closed Saturday because of hundreds of anti-Israel protesters. In Dagestan, hate-filled anti-Israel protesters stormed the airport where a flight from Tel Aviv was landing and they thought Jewish evacuees were on board. Graham began, noting that such protests are escalating across the globe. Related video, Hochul, threats against Jewish Cornell students made by terrorists. Anti-Semitism is a dangerous cancer that is rearing its head everywhere we look. It's not hiding anymore, he said, questioning if these anti-Israel protesters realize that Hamas attacked Israel, murdering roughly 1,200 men, women, and children, taking hundreds more as hostages. We are still hearing details of the barbaric atrocities they inflicted on their victims. They are open about their goal to kill all Jews and Christians, it's no secret. Yet the protests go on, he continued. While Israel defends itself and is on a mission to rid the world of Hamas, there are innocent civilians in Gaza. Israel has given warnings and taken many precautions. Graham continued, noting they have allowed food and relief supplies to go into Gaza for the civilians trapped there. But they are fighting an enemy that uses the lives of innocent people as human shields to protect themselves and further their evil agenda. Join me in praying for the peace of Jerusalem, he added. Graham's plea comes weeks after the massacre in Israel at the hands of Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. According to recent reports, Israel has been forced to use archaeologists to identify the remains of children killed by Palestinian Hamas terrorists on October 7 at Kibbutz Be'eri because so many were burned to death that their bodies are unrecognizable, leaving only bone fragments, Breitbart News reported. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, is among the American lawmakers who have condemned the demonstrations in the states, making it clear that they are not pro-Palestinian protests but in outright favor of Hamas. Rubio told Sean Hannity. They'll obviously say, we're not pro-Hamas, we're just pro-Palestinian. But none of these demonstrations were happening. Think about it, what was the catalyst for these demonstrations? It was Hamas came across and slaughtered a bunch of Jews in Israel, innocent people. And that's what this, and they didn't start protesting once the bombardment started. They came out almost immediately as a counter-reaction. So, that's very disturbing. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, recently made waves after moving to censure far-leftist Representative Rashida Tlaib. DeMe, whom she said led a pro-Hamas insurrection at the U.S. Capitol complex. Related video, pro-Palestinian protesters occupy federal office building on Capitol Hill. I'm far ahead of them, some colleagues, in the knowledge that I have on the groups that Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, many progressives are embedded with, but mostly Rashida Tlaib herself, Green told Breitbart News Saturday. Who she is financed by, who does the fundraising for her, people that donate to her across the country. These people, they're pro-Palestinian, but to be pro-Palestinian is pro-Hamas. And that is really the truth. And there's people, unfortunately, that are uncomfortable with saying that. I have no discomfort in saying that whatsoever because I know exactly who these people are and their links with. You know, radical communist, Islamic activists like Linda Sarsour and many others, Green continued. I hope a lot of your listeners call into my Republican colleagues and tell them they better vote for this resolution to censure Rashida Tlaib because they are. They're sorely undereducated on who this woman is if they don't vote for this. It definitely was an insurrection. It was organized and led, she added. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.